Good morning, Vinodini.
Good morning.
A month ago, it was published that the legal service is open now. For whom, actually?
At the moment, it's only for working groups and certain activities that assist the functioning of such working groups, like the task forces that goes along with certain working groups and stuff like that.
As far as I know, we didn't have a legal service before, so why now?
I wondered, would we ever have a legal service? I'm a lawyer by profession, and when I came to Oroville, people asked me, what are you going to do here with your profession? Because it was an understanding that law is something not required in law. But I guess people ask that question because they have a particular frame for law. I mean, law doesn't necessarily only connect to criminal activities or to drag you to court and stuff like that. It's a wide field. It's an excellent tool, especially when you are in a unique place like Oroville, and when you are in contact with outside world, and until your system is fully grown, you need certain arrangements to specially protect you between the outside world and internal world on vulnerable spots. I think law is an excellent tool on that. And I have been trying to create this service for quite some years. It just slowly and organically developed, and at this point when I succeeded, could give it a shape, and now it is a legal service. And at the moment it would only give consultations. It would be like an advisory body to give some basic help with the law. Slowly I hope it would grow much more to cater to what is needed at the moment in Oroville. No, I mean, I don't have any fixed aim that this is what it would do, because it will never work. Oroville is evolving, so everything evolves together with Oroville, then it works better.
But the outer world, it doesn't evolve in that way. Yeah, that's why we need it, probably.
In one angle, yes, that is one of my ideas also. The outer world doesn't evolve. If it evolves, if it thinks like us, then the whole world would be inside Oroville, no? If they are also convinced like us. In certain grounds, they are not yet prepared to what we are already going towards. So they understand only a certain language. It's like computer. You can only speak in certain language to it. It's okay to handle it in that language. So outside world, in certain fields, only understand a certain language. Law is like that. You can use that tool to fill up those parts. For example, we do not need an agreement between each other to trust each other, because we work in a different way. But an outside world requires. So I think what is wrong in giving it to them? When we know about ourselves, when we know our credits, we don't have to think twice to do it, because it's for our benefit we are doing it. I think it's wrong not to do it when we are not yet ready completely within our own system, no?
In that month, did you have any clients, so to speak?
I've always had clients, let's say like this. See, I don't know if it is fortunate or unfortunate, but since we are within India, though we don't belong to anyone in particular, or we belong to the humanity as whole, Indian laws apply to us, right? And the people that are here come from all corners of the world. They don't understand the language, they don't understand the culture, and there is no fairness to expect them to understand the law also. And law is a sort of thing that you might have to face quite often in your life. Like, think of it in this way. Your visa document, your passport document, for me, it's a legal document, you see. Somewhere law is applied there. Your license, the driving license you want to get in India. From small things to big things, you can have legal affairs in India. As an Orovillian, I wanted to help those people because they are my family, you know. They come from some other part of the world and they can't understand what is happening here. When they go to a lawyer, it becomes much more worse, you know. I feel so sorry for them. I can understand their state, and I am a lawyer, so I can understand the other side also. So I thought, why don't I help? Why don't I stand in the middle and try and help them? So I've always had clients asking me, what is this? What is that? And I've always consulted people. And since the legal service has started, yeah, I have been given a major assignment by working committee, which I'm working at the moment. And one of the functions that I wanted to do was to follow up all the pending cases of Oroville. because so far, in all our cases, what I think is missing is an internal input. Nobody is going to sit with a lawyer and tell them what is unique about Auroville. Because in a court of law, a judge is not going to be concerned with what is your charter, why you did something unusual, and why this case is there in front of the law. Unless you explain the lawyer that why we did something that is unusual, the lawyer is not going to be doing that research on behalf of us and presenting it in the court also, you see, because it's not his business. This, I think, is missing always. So I wanted to give that input from within, that we are not doing the routine, usual, or the patterned, structured things all the time. There are certain unusual developments in Auroville, and those uniqueness has to be brought in front of court also. I mean, you cannot always technically argue for Auroville. So I thought I would start with the pending cases and see where they are and all. So I'm working on that. And a couple of other things also.
Are there many pending cases in last 5 years?
Not at all. Not so many, I would say. The figure was fair enough.
But we are in India, that's true. The law applies to Auroville as well. Is India law any more strict than the rest of the world? I mean, the rest of the countries, you know?
I am not an expert in international law, I must confess. So I'm not able to answer this in comparison with other countries' law. But one thing I can understand, when people from other countries come and talk to me, there are certain perfections that are already worked out in certain countries which is lacking in India. So there is a difference on that basis when people understand, when the question comes to duty towards law and right from law, this is always a question. This much I have understood. There is a difference between each and every country's law. But beyond that, I'm not able to say about that.
You didn't have a chance to compare, like, maybe British law system or the French one, because there were colonizers here?
On one hand, I never had the time or a very specific interest to do it. On other hand, it didn't happen because no one that is living in Auroville probably might have had an occasion to apply French law over here, you see. I mean, as long as they are here and the issue is from here, then it has to automatically go through Indian law. So I never had the chance, I think.
That is one part. What about the part, because if somebody asks me why we don't have a court, why we don't have lawyers, how one should answer that one?
Every Aurovillian, I think, should know the answer from the heart. I mean, you're choosing Auroville for these reasons, no? That what I can say what I would answer. Why you don't need a court, why you don't need law, then what am I for? If I'm not going to take care of myself and take care of others also at the same time, what am I for? If I need... I have mama and papa to teach me enough, no? I don't need more than that, the courts and police, or at least those who have chosen a place like Auroville probably don't need those things, I think. I guess. I would like to say one thing. So far, I'm not talking about all of the residents I've met here. So far, it's a very common notion that the law is always related only to courts, police stations, usually criminal affairs, you know. It's not fair. It's a wide subject and it's such a useful subject. Just because we are not aware of its, you know, width and depth, it's not fair to talk about law as an unwanted element. I would say we don't need regulations, yeah, we don't need rules. Is that is all you would think of law about? There are other things also, you know. It has so much of facilitations it could provide. I would request Aurovillians to think of law as a wider subject and open up to see how one can use the tool for a unique place like Auroville, because I think it is possible.
But amongst the others, because it was published that legal service is now open, did you have any private cases? And I mean, like private applications, questions, consultations, like not from the work committees and working groups, but from really individuals?
I've always had. Before this legal service is, let's say this legal service is born, I had always consulted people both on their private affairs as well as units affairs. When unit holders had some little conveyancing or drafting to do, all these things I've always done. And I am under one of those services categorized for this small type of work, no? I mean, it's not a unit. It's a sort of practice, but I don't go to court. I only do consultations and draftings. So I was categorized under that part, the Kattida Kalai thing. So I always did that also. Just that it was not grandly advertised or something. I was quietly doing it.
Actually, what is my question? If anybody came to you in this month, like really, okay, the legal service is open.
Yeah. Yeah, people, I think two of them came to me. I did explain it to them that this service is only for the working groups. However, I was not overloaded from the working groups at that time, and I always want to help everybody. It's just a question of capacity and organization. If I can, I always help. And this month, yes, I did that also.
Okay, thank you.